Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The shameful security normalization agreements with the Jews and the partition projects are a great danger that aims to break the will of the incubator and the victory it has achieved. Translated. In statements that were, to say the least, dangerous, made by the head of the transitional phase, Ahmed al-Sharr, aspects of the current Syrian situation were revealed. He indicated that, quote, Syria knows how to fight, but it no longer wants war, end quote, and that it, quote, has no choice but to reach a security agreement with Israel, end quote. While, quote, Israel's commitment to this agreement is a different matter, end quote. He also explained that the events in Suwaida were merely, quote, a trap specifically prepared to thwart a previous agreement on a security mechanism, end quote. And that, quote, some factions within the SDF and the PKK disrupted the March agreement and slowed down the process, end quote. He emphasized that, quote, the solution in northeastern Syria threatens the national security of both Turkey and Iraq, end quote, and indicated that, quote, if integration is not achieved by December, Turkey will take military action, end quote. In response to the SDF's demand for decentralization, al-Sharr stated that, quote, Syria relies 90% on a decentralized system in accordance with law number 107, end quote. But that, quote, Syrian society is not prepared to discuss federalism, end quote. Considering these demands, quote, a camouflage for an unacceptable secession, end quote. Parallel to these statements, the practical implementation took place through the third meeting between Foreign Minister Asad al-Shaybani and the Jewish entity's Minister of Strategic Affairs Ron Dermer in London in presence of U.S. Special Envoy to Syria Thomas Barrack, the architect of the shameful normalization agreement between Damascus and the Jewish entity. Media reported that during the meeting, al-Shaybani, Dermer, and Barrack discussed a draft of a new security agreement presented by, quote-unquote, Israel. All of these statements revealed the extent and danger of the conspiracy plotted against the Levant, Hashem, and its people. The insistence of proposing a security agreement with the Jewish entity is a blatant betrayal of the blood of the martyrs and an American-engineered attempt at submission, intended to pass under the guise of, quote-unquote, security and stability. However, the truth is that the goal is not stability, but rather the subjugation of the country and its incubator and its integration into a regional system in accordance with American vision, which serves only the interests of America and the Jewish entity at the expense of the will of our people in Syria and the peoples of the entire region. The claim that events in Suwaida were not a passing event, but rather a carefully crafted trap, is intended to thwart any independent path to consolidate the equation desired by the conspirators. Syria either submits to humiliating agreements or plunges into chaos. As for the SDF's militia, cloaked in the guise of decentralization, it represents nothing more than a foreign-backed separatist project serving the agenda of fragmentation and division. The pretext of Law 107 is merely a cover for promoting federalism and something close to it under false pretenses, intended to create the appropriate groundwork for later squandering the country's unity. The Turkish role in this dangerous game cannot be overlooked. The threat of military intervention in northeastern Syria and its postponement in exchange for dubious political deals is nothing more than a blackmail card used by Ankara to protect its own interests, even if it comes at Syria's expense. Countries are not charitable organizations. Their own interests come first. O people of Hashem, incubator of the revolution, say it loudly. Any attempt to impose surrender agreements with our eternal enemy or to advocate divisive projects under the guise of decentralization or federalism will not pass and will not be accepted. We did not sacrifice thousands of martyrs to have our land sold in the market of treason, nor did the people revolt to have their geography fragmented and their will crushed. Be as you were in your revolution, stronger than all conspiracies. O people of the revolution, you are destined to be defeated after the victory you have achieved with the support of Allah. You are destined to be defeated after the victory you have achieved with the support of Allah. Say it loud. Anyone who colludes with or trades our blood will meet a dark fate, just as those who came before him did. Declare it loudly. We will not kneel. We will not compromise. We will not be subdued by shameful agreements. And the partition project will not succeed, no matter how much the international and regional powers and their tools conspire to impose it. O people of the revolution, those who made sacrifices and those who are worthy of blood, the battle today is not a battle of borders or authority, but rather a battle of existence and identity defined by your aqidah, creed. It is inevitable with the Jewish entity and those who support the Jewish entity. Whoever does not realize this truth is negligent. Whoever squanders a tiny piece of what was liberated from the filth of Assad through the blood of martyrs and the struggle of the faithful is squandering the future of the entire nation and leading it into the quagmire of humiliation, dependence, and degradation. Let us rise at the occasion and together defeat the conspiracy schemes before we lose the gains of the victory with which Allah has honored us. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Syria. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.